Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. It's the time for the Ask Her segment. We've got three great questions. The first one is, what are some tips for doing body weight workouts? And that's my code for, honey, you don't have to go to the gym for these at all. There are all kinds of cool things you can do. One of my all-time favorites is push-ups. Yeah, you heard me right. I remember the first time I did one. Oh my gosh, I did one and I had a speed dial 911. It was ugly. And that was many years ago. Now I could whip those suckers out in a full body one. Woohoo! Watch out, guys. Now, that's not what you need to do. You could just do bent knee push-ups if you feel like it. But why do I like them so much? Because they keep you strong and you hit so many muscles at one time. Hey, we're women, aren't we? Don't we multitask? Okay, here come the muscles. So we're looking at your triceps, your biceps, your chest, your shoulders, your abs. That's right, honey. You're sucking those babies in. And your butt. Get that thing out from flying in the air and flatten that sucker out. And even your legs, because you want everything fully engaged. Oh boy, so I love push-ups. In the best of all worlds, I have to tell you that it's always good to check in with a fitness professional to look for form. Come on, it's easy. You could just go to a Y, you could go to any club, and just, you know, one time go through a full body weight training workout and then get a chance to be able to practice good form. So that's a good thing. Another thing is squats. Oh my gosh, I love doing this. It's called the invisible chair wall squat. And that is, you just, you know, based upon how well your knees can handle it, take it down as far as you can until you're finally perpendicular, basically parallel. Your butt is parallel to the floor. So it's almost like you're sitting in an invisible chair. See how long you get to hold that little hummer. Or you could take an ab ball and stick it behind you and do the same thing because it's much more comfortable on your back. And hold it as long as you can. Oh boy, we like that for our little quads, don't we? There are a whole bunch of other things you can do too that involve abs. And that's clearly the plank is one of the best of all. And that means you're just basically doing your plank just like you do in yoga. And you could do all kinds of modifications on the plank, sort of like a, you know, a high version of the sit-up. Now, the other thing too, well, they say that you could do jumping jacks. I'm not wild about those unless your knees are really in great shape. If your knees aren't in great shape, bag those suckers, that's for sure. So there's all kinds of things you can do. The walking lunge, and you could also work your hamstring by simply doing a straight back forward. Yeah, just take that back and just lean forward, nice straight back, and until you can feel that little pull on your hamstring. We love that. So really simple things you can do in basically no time at all. All right. Next question. What are some tips for actually keeping my New Year's resolutions? Remember this. Smart. All right. No resolution will ever happen. You'll never achieve anything unless it's smart. What does that mean? S is for specific. Don't just say, hey, I want to be healthy. That ain't happening. Too general. All right. What if you say, I'm going to eat a healthy breakfast? And then be very specific. What are you going to buy? Where are you going to buy it? Did you plan to buy it? Okay, so important to be specific. The M is for measurable, all right? How are you measuring your success? It could be fitness. You know, maybe you can only walk 1 mile right now. Well, a month later, it's 2. A month later, it's 3. Whatever, but find some way to measure. Quite frankly, I love to use my famous clothes-o-meter to measure overall body composition instead of the scale alone, or just pitch the scale because oftentimes it's got too much emotion associated with it. Just put on a pair of clothing that fits comfortably now, and then put on one that's a size down. Yeah, I know it's ugly, but work toward that. Put both of them on once a week until you achieve that goal and keep it rocking till you get to a healthy body composition. The A in smart stands for achievable. Don't be ridiculous here. Come on. You know, if you're 50 years old here and you want to get back into your size, you know, twos, oh, come on, girlfriend. You know, reality check time. Let's be very realistic. That means chop up your goals into doable bites. It works. The R is for relevant. Is this goal relevant to your meaning in life, to your purpose, to what you want to do? So it could be that you want to be healthier on a hike. Well, is this change you're going to make going to help you achieve that goal? Maybe you want to do that mountain climb for that next vacation. So it's really important to keep in mind what your mission statement is, your meaning in life. And then the T is time-based. How long, honey? We're not going to take all century. So, you know, and that doesn't mean getting ridiculous about this. Just simply say, hey, over the course of 3 months, I would love to be able to achieve. And then, you know, what my secret is with all of this, with goals, is to have a range. So if you say you want to run 3 miles, have a range. Make it from 2 to 5. And then who knows where you're going to end up? You never know. You may find out you're quite the little runner, or you may find out that 2.5 was perfectly fine and you did it really well. Who cares? You did wonderfully. It's progress, not perfection. Always, always remember that. So there you are. In trying to keep those resolutions. And by the way, I'm not a real big fan of New Year's resolutions, quite frankly. I say every day, every moment of the year is a time to rejuvenate, renew, and regroup. So this is applicable to any time in your life. Doesn't matter about the month. All right, now, question number 3. What are the biggest weight loss mistakes? Oh boy, we got a whole bunch of those, honey. Listen, when you see the word healthy on healthy foods, this does not give you permission to eat a mountain of the stuff, right? So you still have to stay right on top of portions and servings. Please, please, especially when it comes to healthy things like nuts, seeds, and nut butters, which are very calorically dense. So come on, read labels, you know, listen on up. And beverages, you know, you got to watch out for the ones that have a lot of calories. Watch out for ones that have sneaky sugar in there. Don't be drinking, you know, one of those athletic beverages with lots of sugar in it when you're not running a marathon. What happened to water? Fruit-infused water is one of my most favorite of all. And then, you know, women are amazing about protein. They just don't have that much of it all day long. Come on. You want to be able to feel satisfied. So protein is very satisfying. Makes you fill up, too. Fat is, too. Oh, boy, you heard me right. I said healthy fat. So avocados and nuts and olive oil, all of those things are wonderful. And that means low-fat dairy. Come on, get that fat in there. This is healthy fat. And plus, it'll give you that wonderful sense of satisfaction. Another weight loss mistake is you're not getting enough sleep. Now, you've heard me rant and rave about this all the time. If you don't sleep enough, you will wake up in the morning, and I will guarantee you, because your hunger and appetite hormones have gone crazy, that you will eat everything that's not tacked down. Do you understand me? Get your sleep. And that means, in the best of all worlds, no less than 6 hours, ideally 7 to 8 hours. 7, sort of a sweet spot in there. So it's so important for you to get your sleep. And finally, it's that stress thing. There's a reason why stressed, spelled backwards, is desserts. Rein it in, girlfriends. All right, so there we have our 3 wonderful questions for Ask Her. We're talking about those body weight exercises, resolutions, and how to keep them, and most importantly, how not to make weight loss mistakes. Oh, boy. Keep sending them in to us. If you have got a question for us to answer, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. We love hearing from you. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and whatever you do, please stay well.